This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Quality is important. If you sound good, then we might be keeping you on longer just because it's easier to understand you in that case. So you can join us here. As always, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. And something that we've been, that's been in the news, and we've mentioned it, I think, probably about a week ago, but we never really got into the details, was this marijuana bill, the one out of Vermont, that I think is pretty great news because you finally have a state legislature actually moving forward with legalization for recreational purposes or whatever purposes you might want to use cannabis. Some people use it for recreational purposes. Some use it for medicinal purposes. Others use it for spiritual purposes. So whatever, you know, your reasons are in Vermont, things are looking up. And of course, you know, they're still behind the ball, obviously. They're still following the several states that have legalized cannabis through the ballot box by using a referendum that that people vote on. And that's, you know, that's the way the ball got rolling on this. And finally, you finally got the first state legislature in the form of Vermont that's going ahead and passing this. And the governor has said that he will be signing it. So, you know, pretty much it's a done deal, even though all of the I's are not yet dotted, all the T's are not yet crossed. This story is coming from Vermont Public Radio, where the legislature is sending its marijuana bill to Governor Phil Scott for his signature, which would make Vermont the very first state to legalize marijuana through the legislative process. But what does the bill allow you to do if you are somebody who lives in the political jurisdiction known as Vermont? They interviewed State Senator Chris Pearson and Representative Celine Colburn about just how much pot and hashish you can possess and about where you can and can't smoke it. And they get clarification on how many mature and immature plants that you can grow. Over there, they're intending this law to go into effect this July. So we're 6 months away, July 1st,
nice.
2018. Will Cawley joining me. I'm Ian Freeman here on Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. 21 and older, so sorry, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. You guys are SOL out there for the moment, which, you know, that's a weakness.
Got to have a little control. Got to please the pearl clutchers.
The state loves its control, man. They can't let go of control. Every legalization program is going to have some level of control on it, some level of taxing. What we've seen from the states that have legalized it so far is a pretty, like, shocking level of taxation. Like, I think it was
25% sometimes.
I think in Washington state, I think it's 25% at three different levels. I believe it's 25% at the grower, wholesaler, and the retailer level.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Something was like every time it changes hands.
That's correct.
It's a 25% tax every time it changes hands.
No, I think that's Washington. I don't know how many other states have adopted that particular scheme, but, you know, the interesting thing is when you look at the price of the legal marijuana out there, despite the fact that a huge chunk of it is taken up from taxes, they still have, because of open market competition, have been able to, or, you know, somewhat open market competition, more open than the black market, that they have managed to bring prices down. That the price of cannabis, compared to what the black market prices used to be in those places, is down significantly.
Yeah, it's pushing, because there's competition against the black market there now. So you see, in states where there is no competition, prices are actually going up, and prices where there is competition,
prices are not going up. Compared to where they were 15, 20 years ago, they are not going up.
In Tennessee? They are.
Really?
Yes.
What are you paying in Tennessee? Or, where, you know, ostensibly,
you
allegedly. I don't know. Let's talk about high-end cannabis.
High-end cannabis, 15 years ago, you couldn't find it in Tennessee.
Okay. So you guys are coming out of the Stone Age as far
as
that.
Yeah, we were coming out of the Stone Age. There they have what they call a nickel. Mm-hmm. Which is a 5 gram bag. It'll cost you $45.
Oh my gosh! All right, well, that's still. I mean,
and so that's Reggie.
That's regs.
That's regs.
Oh gosh.
That's dirt commercial brick, full of seeds, garbage.
That's
from Mexico.
That's right now.
Yes, that is right now. And you used to be at when I was in high school.
It was $30 retail for regs in the late 90s in Florida.
When I was in high school,
for a quarterback.
When I was in high school, I could get that same bag for $20. It was called
a
nickel.
So it has gone up.
It's called a nickel because it weighs the same as
what?
A nickel.
How can that be? I mean, are there
after
have the police cracked down in Tennessee? And
after 9/11, prices on everything went up, and it was
really?
All across the South. It wasn't just in Tennessee.
Well,
and it wasn't just marijuana. Drug prices all across the South went up after 9/11 because it became harder to bring it in.
Well, now, you know, you've got so much more competition because of the marijuana growing that's happening in many different states at this point. And as far as other drugs are concerned, you've even got the extra competition from, like, the darknet markets that are bringing extra levels of product quality and competition into various different markets. New ways for product to enter marketplaces that they had not existed before, because it used to be, you know, there were only so many big players in any given town, right? Like, in any given city, there are only so many people who are the high-level dealers.
Yeah.
And now anybody who's got an internet connection, you know, and the money to spend on it can, in theory, compete with some of those people.
Yeah.
And so that's a big change.
You don't really get the mark, what do you call it, the markup discounts. You know, like if you buy a gram of high-grade cannabis in Tennessee, it's $20. If you buy an eighth, it's $60.
Still about the same price.
If you buy a quarter, it's $120.
That is crazy, man.
Yeah.
That is backwards as hell.
It is. It's crazy. But, I mean, there's no competition. It's extremely high risk.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Tennessee loves busting pot dealers. I mean, I lived in a town that had the worst rate for violent crime and murder. Like, solving the crimes. So bad, when I was a kid, that Johnny Carson actually mentioned it on The Tonight Show.
Wow.
But they are never, ever, 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 ever having a shortage of marijuana busts. They've always, I mean, they've got the drug dog out, and he's sniffing around, and they're pulling people over all the time. But, you know, if you blow somebody's brains out, you ain't really got to worry about anything.
It's crazy, man. Now, what about Kentucky? Because I'd always heard that Kentucky was a place where they grow a lot of weed.
Same thing.
But there's a crackdown. There's crackdowns in Kentucky.
Same thing.
Because they're supposedly big-time growers out there.
They are big-time growers. There's big-time growers in Tennessee. What happened was all those old moonshiners, they realized that when they made moonshine legal, it was no longer particularly profitable to make moonshine. So now there's a popular song among bluegrass fans that says, corn's great if you want to be broke, but if you want to make money, you have to grow smoke. And in Tennessee and in Kentucky, there's a lot of marijuana fields that are grown up in those mountains, but still the prices are extremely high in that area because there's no competition from legitimate, you know, like being able to buy it over-the-counter kind of marijuana dispensaries.
So we've been talking at the beginning of the show about Vermont and the new state law that's going to go into effect as soon as it gets the governor's signature, which he's pledged to do, on July 1st. So that's when it's going to happen. You'll be able to, if you live in Vermont, grow up to 4 immature plants and up to 2 mature plants at a time. So in theory, you could have 6 plants at any given time, so long as only 2 of them are mature. And, of course, that's defined as a plant that is flowering. The number of allowable plants per living unit, not per adult in the unit, is, okay, that is the number of plants per living unit, which means that a community garden plot would not be a viable option for a place to grow your marijuana plants. The state senator says the bill also says plants need to be grown, quote, in a secure spot, so that parameter wouldn't include community gardens. So, again, you know, lots of control. Oh, my God. this is the devil's weed. We can't allow this in an unsecure spot where a child...
What about the children?
Yeah, a child, because, again, if marijuana is legal, then you don't really have to worry about security from other adults at that point, because, you know...
What about the children? What about the children that have seizures that are helped by this medicine every day? If we're going to talk about the children and protecting the children, let's help them.
855-450-FREE if you want to join us. That's 855-450-3733. Or get on our Discord's call-in chat room. We're coming up.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got a Discord. You can go to discord.lrn.fm and get in the on-air call-in line there as well as chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and listeners of Call to Freedom, lrn.fm, and more. It's actually turned into apparently the number one libertarian Discord,
of course,
out there in like less than a week's time.
Of course it
is. Thank you to everybody who has embraced the Discord. I understand the critique from your co-host today, Chris Wade, who's a privacy nut, and I love him for it. But as he points out, Discord is a centralized service. It's run by a corporation. If that corporation goes out of business, it's gone. If that corporation wants to turn over its log files to some police agency, they're going to do that. So, you know, you just got to keep that in mind. You're just having a chat. It's just a chat. If you got something secretive to talk about, that's not the place for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, go to Dash.org to learn about digital cash. It is a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So go to Dash.org and you will find out why. As we continue here, it's Ian and Will in the studio tonight. We got more to say here on what's it going to look like? What is legalization going to look like right next door, basically, to the LRN studios? We're about a half hour's drive from Vermont, where we are right now.
Right across the border.
And in six more months, Vermont is going to be legal. Now, does that mean that the doors to marijuana stores are going to throw themselves open on July 1st? I hope so, because I want to go check it out.
Yeah.
I haven't made any trips over to Colorado or Washington or anything like that, so it'll be interesting to see if Vermont gets it done before before Maine or Massachusetts, who also legalized cannabis by the ballot box in 2016. And I think one of those two states, I believe it's Massachusetts, is also expected to go live with retail shopping for cannabis purchases this summer as well. So it's going to be a race between those two states. Looks like New Hampshire's governor, unfortunately, is siding with the police. He's being a stick in the mud. And even though he supported a minor amount of decriminalization in 2017, which was a step in the right direction, he has said no thus far to legalization. And right now, the state legislature doesn't appear to have the votes to do an override. Because if the governor said no, but then there was, I think it's either 60 or 66%. I forget which one. It's, you know, a fair amount, sort of supermajority of the state legislature. If we had that kind of support for legalization, we'd just be able to override the governor, and then it would happen. So hopefully it won't be much more than another year or so before this gets ironed out here in New Hampshire. But it still could, in theory, happen this year. We'll see. Anyway, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Ricky in Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you, that brother, Ian. You know, I'll tell you, I mean, I love the joke around, brother, but, you know, I'm probably going to be somewhat serious from this point for a while in the future.
All right, get serious. Let's hear it.
Well, I mean, you know, I hear what you're saying, you know, and about cannabis and all these things. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there's lots of problems down here in the Commonwealth. There has been for the past several years. I mean, the state has become incredibly aggressive with us.
The state's always been aggressive. What makes them more aggressive now?
Well, the reason why is, and I'm going to be honest with you, like yours truly, I'll be honest with you.
Are you normally not honest?
No, it's a manner of speech.
Okay.
I'm always.
Go ahead then.
Well, see, here's an example. Law enforcement. I'll tell you here. Now, I don't know about other areas. I mean, I know different areas have different problems for different reasons. Now, here as an example, law enforcement has a total different point of view than some of these areas you speak of. I mean, as an example, they're my biggest supporters for office.
And the law enforcement are your biggest supporters for office, okay?
One of them,
that's really all you need to know.
So you've got an endorsement? So the police union has given you an endorsement? Is that what you're saying?
Didn't the police union endorse Trump?
Probably.
But I was just talking to an officer today, in fact, and see, here's the thing. They were duped, because he's a liar. I'm very outspoken. I carry the Southern Cross. I mean it. And they know the things I say. I mean, law enforcement, when I say that everybody deserves to protect themselves with a firearm, including felons, they have absolutely no problem with that.
Are you kidding me? I don't believe for a moment, Ricky, that most law enforcement officers would have no problem with felons being able to carry a gun. I'm sorry. I mean, there may be some of them out there who can see how felons should be able to carry a gun, because I think they should. I think that anybody who wants to be able to defend themselves should be able to do that, and I thank you for the call tonight, but it's an absurd claim. I mean, most law enforcement, they support the status quo. They not only support the status quo, but they support more laws. They support more enforcement. They support more tools. They support more aggression. I've seen it happen so many times at the State House where these cops will come out and they're getting paid by the taxpayers to come out and sit in the State House hearings. I'm going to be going to some tomorrow. Can I guarantee you there's one at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning to abolish DUI checkpoints, and you better believe the police are going to be there with all their brass and their police chiefs association, and they're going to come out, the state police, they're going to come out, and they're going to tell you how dangerous we need. We need, first of all, the federal money
for the
DUI checkpoints. We need that federal money. But we need to keep the roads. We've got to keep the roads safe because these DUI checkpoints are helping. What's that? How many DUIs have you actually busted within the last year? Oh, none? Oh, okay. So in theory, they're keeping the roads safe. And then that's what they'll say. They'll say, we don't actually have any. We've got all these other people we arrested for possession of marijuana and cocaine and all these other folks for, get ticketed for motor vehicle offenses. We don't actually have any DUIs. But that's because every drunk in New Hampshire is paying attention to the state press releases. All the drunks that are hanging out at the bars every night in New Hampshire, they've signed up. They're getting the faxes from the state police. Every time the state police send out information letting the drunks know, hey, we're going to be in Walpole, New Hampshire, Saturday night from 10, at some point or at some time. All the drunks in all the bars, they all have they're really well-networked people, those drunks, and they are paying close attention. I mean, that's what the state would have you believe, is that the word just gets around, and that because the people know that the DUI checkpoints are happening, that's why they don't come out on the roads. You buy that, right?
All the
drunks you've known in your life.
If there's a I used to work in a bar.
Yeah.
I worked in a bar for 6 years. And if there's a DUI, what happened is on the nights that there were DUI checkpoints, people just plotted their route home around the DUI checkpoint if they knew about it.
And if we're out there, that's what we actually help people do, because the activists here, if we find out there's a DUI checkpoint, we go out there with signage and we find that route around for people and we let them know before the turnoff where they can turn off to get around the checkpoint. Hey, this is where you need to turn. Turn here. And people do. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So we can talk about whatever is on your mind. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And the new Discord chat room at discord.lrn.fm. Get in there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show or any old time, 24/7. And this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. You can also join us in the Discord chat, where we have an online on-air call-in line chat room at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Will.
Also, you can get your Blink Home security system for basically the cost of what, you know, the other guys might charge you for one camera. You get 3 Blink cams for that. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It is about the easiest security system you'll probably ever set up because it's wireless. You don't have to be drilling holes, running cables through the walls, or anything like that. You just unbox it, pop the batteries in the cameras, and set it all up via the Wi-Fi device of your choice. So it could be your tablet, your smartphone, or whatever. And once it's all set up, you decide, you know, how often you want to get updates as far as what time frames, how long the clips should be, if it detects any motion, how long those clips are that it sends you to your device. Super easy to do. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we're going to take more of your calls and thoughts, and then more about Vermont's legalization program. We'll tell you about that. But first, Socrates is on the line, I believe, in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Socrates. You're on Skype.
Indeed, I can confirm I am in New Hampshire.
Welcome.
Two-part question. First, sure. There's a fellow liberty activist Adam Kokesh. I believe there's recently been some news that he's been arrested again for some unknown reason. I'm not sure if you guys might have the intel.
Yeah, I don't think it was an unknown reason. The story came in late last night, actually. Somebody called the very end of the show, and apparently he had gone to file for his papers to be president, to run for president of the United States, or as I believe he's been calling it, not president.
Not president.
The United States. And then apparently on his way back from doing that, the police pulled him over and somehow were able to search. I think they brought a drug dog around from the video I saw a clip of last night. The dog alerted on to the RV, of course, and they then proceeded to arrest him for four different charges. At least that was the report last night from Reason.com, which is where we were reading the story from. And one of them was possession of less than 2 ounces of cannabis. And then ostensibly there's at least one or two more drug-related charges in there, but they weren't naming what the other substances that were allegedly found in the RV. So
everybody's like placing bets on what kind of a hallucinogen was it? I bet it was DMT. No, it was probably LSD. No, he had mushrooms. No, man, it was ayahuasca this time. Like everybody, like placing bets on what kind of a hallucinogen, like spiritual type medicine that he got caught
he has
with.
Done. I believe it was DMT? Yeah, I think he did DMT on video. You remember that when he was doing them on video on his YouTube channel?
It was taken actually off his YouTube channel as it was reported as hate speech.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Yep. He didn't hate anybody in those videos. He's not a hateful guy from what I've seen.
No, man.
Consistency is not something that's in Google's repertoire recently.
No doubt. Well, apparently, according to the official Adam Kokesh Steemit blog, which Adam is one of the bloggers over there, and I also have an account there. It's an interesting site. He points out that, presumably this is somebody who is a friend of Adam's because it's being written in the third person, Adam's bail has been set at around $76,000. And apparently, according to Singularity in our Discord, they have already raised $6,000 worth of Steem. So the cryptocurrency community on Steem has stepped up and has taken care of this already.
On that token, what is the bail, the rumors that I'm hearing is 80,000? Is that accurate or 80,000?
According to this, $76,000.
That's not the bond. That's actually the bail. The bail to get free.
You have to pay 10% of that to the bondsman.
That's right.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right, on a slightly separate notion within New Hampshire, in the last few months, at least Manchester had about five hookah bars. They've all been shut down.
What? Why?
All of them, uniformly were shut down. And that's what I was hoping that you guys would know. The only thing that I hear is that the mayor of Manchester said he's trying to address the opium epidemic by targeting hookah bars.
What?
And what they're doing to, and I can actually name them if you'd like, but there's four offhand that close within 30 days of each other. And what they've been doing is they've been taking away their liquor licenses and they've been charging them fees because these fees make it untenable to actually continue doing business.
That's
so at this point, the Manchester, New Hampshire is free for any smoking lounge. If you want to be free to have a hookah, that's considered to be part of the heroin epidemic. So, if you see an L, you better jump on it with full force because it doesn't seem like they're addressing any of the problems that are coming right at them.
Wow, what a disappointment. I mean, I remember when years ago there was actually a hookah lounge here in Keene, New Hampshire. Little old Keene, little college town, population 23,000 when the college is in session. And there was a hookah lounge here that we would actually go to for social Sundays where the libertarians kind of get together and hang out on a Sunday evening. And it was a great location for it. It was really cool, like kind of chill atmosphere with couches and like board games and stuff like that. And it was very, very nice. And they actually had a BYOB policy because they weren't able to get the liquor license, or at least they were trying to or whatever, and they just, at that time, they hadn't been successful at it. So until they were able to get the liquor license, it was BYOB. So we were bringing in whatever, we wanted to. I mean, back then, there were some free staters who were running a brewing company, and they were sponsoring Free Talk Live, so I was being sent so much alcohol as part of our payment to for the advertising, I wasn't able to, you know, to even begin to drink it all. So I just bring these huge, like, what are those big old bottles of beer that are like humongous,
40.
Like at least two.
40.
Yeah, I don't know if they were that big, but they were at least 20 ounces. I mean, they were big, maybe 40. But just
what happened to the lounge?
Unfortunately, it was a partnership, as I understood it. This is just what I've heard. I didn't hear this directly from either of the partners who owned it. But one of them was a guy who owns the local, what they call campus convenience. There's a little convenience store right on the corner of the lot of the college campus here, Keene State College. He owns that, and that's probably that's what keeps him busy. That's his main business. And so he'd open this hookah lounge with the help of somebody who was providing what they call sweat equity, which is a partner who doesn't actually invest with money. They invest with their time. So he basically had him as the owner and then this other guy who's sort of part owner, but the guy who actually ran it. So the second guy, the sweat equity guy, was the guy who ran it. And at some point, the two of them had a falling out, and we don't know what that was about, but that resulted in the sweat equity guy walking. And so the dude had nobody else to run the place. And it literally sat there with all the decorations and everything just looking as, you know, pristine, just sat there closed for months and months. I guess while the guy still had to sit on the lease, still had to pay on his lease, and you know, he didn't have anybody to run the place, and then finally went out of business. So that was the last time we had a hookah lounge here in Keene.
Well, I think that is, to my knowledge, across New Hampshire, that there is absolutely no hookah lounges that are public at this point, which is untenable for a free state to be moving
so
backwards.
So it sounds like you want to invest in a hookah lounge. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely would. But the problem is the government regulations would try to fine me out of business.
What are the regulations, though? What are they getting fined over? Because the way this hookah lounge was smart, the way they were running things was they got around the smoking ban. Because one of the worst things that exists here in New Hampshire, I mean, it's a pretty free place compared to a lot of states, but it does have one of those pesky, if you're an indoor business, there's a smoking ban. They got around that by being a private club. So when you'd come in there, you'd have to be a member in order to come in there. Now, the membership was cheap. I mean, it was like, you know, $20 a year or $15 for a year or something like that. And you could buy like a day membership just for a dollar. So anybody who wanted to could afford to be a member in this organization. And because it was a members organization, it is a private club. And so therefore, the smoking prohibitions do not apply. It's essentially like the Elks Lounge or, you know, some other place where private club members are the only ones allowed in there, not members of the public. So that might help you, Socrates. Thanks for the call tonight. Definitely let us know if you swing open the doors on a hookah lounge to private members, and that might help avoid the government's targeting, but there's no guarantees. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Light Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's Adam Kokesh in jail, where apparently the cryptocurrency community is going to be kicking in the currency in order to be able to get him out of there. I don't know if that means that the bail bondsman is going to take that cryptocurrency, but there will probably be somebody who's willing to be the intermediary if that's the case. As we hear more about Kokesh and his status, we'll certainly let you know. And if you hear about it before we do, please call in at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can join us on Twitch now. We've got a live stream that you can watch when we're live. And also, you can see the Call to Freedom, which is Will's show, when he is live. He's doing it 5 days a week, from Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 in the afternoon Eastern Time.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're doing 7 days a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Those are our live hours on Twitch. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. We are getting close to 100 followers on Twitch in just over a week's time. I consider that to be pretty good.
Yeah.
And then there's also a bunch of people who have actually taken the time to send us their Amazon Prime Twitch subscription, which you get to do. Apparently, you have to do it every month, so that's a pain in the butt. I guess you don't get signed up for a subscription. That's what one guy said in our Discord. But regardless, I still appreciate everybody who's done it anyway, so thank you for that. So check it out at twitch.lrn.fm. It is the only stream that we have that is in HD. So we've been on YouTube for a while, and we still have the YouTube archives that are available up there, and you can still watch us in live on YouTube, but the resolution is way lower on YouTube than it is on Twitch. So check it out, twitch.lrn.fm. They've also got their own chat room in there, although most people will chat over in our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Now, in the last little bit, we were talking about cannabis, specifically the Vermont legalization that is going to go into effect in the beginning of July. Apparently only people 21 years or older will be able to access it recreationally, legally. And again, you know, these are steps in the right direction.
Yeah.
It's not ideal. And I can't, I mean, I hope that New Hampshire can be better than this, but I don't expect it to be. I don't.
I'm wondering if with Sununu in office, they're just going to, like, put gates at all the entrances to the state of New Hampshire.
To the state house, you mean? Or the,
no,
the state of New Hampshire.
From Vermont.
To try to stop the marijuana. Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of people crossing the border into Maine, into Mass, and Vermont.
We're completely surrounded at this point, and now we've passed, like, a bill in the New Hampshire State House has passed.
Passed the state's state representatives.
Yeah, state house, not the state senate.
Correct. We don't know what the senate's going to do.
Yeah.
At this point. And the number of representatives here was not enough to do an override on a veto. So it's probably not going to happen this year unless somebody can bribe the governor. You know, the marijuana industry can somehow change his mind.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
But, I mean, at this point, the writing is on the wall. So
oh, of course it is.
Really just got it.
If he doesn't get it, if he doesn't get it together, he's going to probably lose his re-election campaign.
Either that or they're going to do, I mean, if he really wants to screw the pooch, what he can do is be like, do the Jersey and heroin thing where it was like, all right, so we have a heroin problem. What we'll do is we'll triple the criminal punishments for it, and that'll fix the problem. And instead what happened was, you know, they ended up with, like, tons and tons of, you know, expense on their budget in order to incarcerate all these people. And that specific governor got voted out the very next election, and they put in Christie. So, and I think that was a Democrat that did that, and that's how they ended up with Chris Christie as the Republican.
Now, I heard he just left.
Yeah, he's done.
Okay, all right.
He's done.
That's good news. Good news for the folks there in New Jersey, which is the number 46th least free state, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study. In fact, I got a Jersey-related story coming up here in moments about a man who was jaywalking, got hit by a car while jaywalking, and then got a ticket. So it costs, apparently the getting hit by a car aspect, putting you in a hospital, that wasn't enough of a punishment. He's not going to learn a lesson unless we give him a ticket.
Oh, my favorite's like when you go to these statist, like hardcore statist states, and you get pulled over, like rushing your wife to the hospital because she's in labor. Or there was one where a child had been bitten by something and was in anaphylactic shock and was dying in the back seat. So I think the child died because the police pulled the father over and would not let him go to the hospital.
And, of course, there's no liability for the cops.
Until they let him write the ticket.
Yeah,
for him speeding, and the child died. You know, those kinds of stories
right.
in these, you know, like, statist utopias that we see, like New Jersey.
It's awful. Let's continue here, though. Vermont, not so bad. I mean, they've got their problems, but they were one of the candidate states for the Free State Project. They didn't make it into the top three, but they were there. Quote, the cultivation has to occur, talking about growing marijuana plants here, in an enclosed location. They can only be accessed by the cultivator or by individuals 21 years or older that they've granted permission to access the site, clarifying that an enclosure doesn't necessarily mean indoors. But if you want to start growing, take note, says Vermont Public Radio. This step does not contemplate where folks could find seeds or pick up starter plants, Pearson says of the bill. The bill also allows personal possession of 1 ounce of marijuana, but there's a clarification to make there if you are growing your own plants. Quote, you may possess whatever your two plants produce, and it is certainly possible, from what I understand, to get more than an ounce.
Oh, yeah. If you know what you're doing and you've got the right strain, you can definitely get more than an ounce per plant.
So you can have, they say, whatever you get from your two mature plants. You can, again, have 4 other immature plants at the time that you have the two.
You
so
need
6
to take
total.
Pictures, though, because if they come in and you're like, oh, I got this from my plants, don't. I'm not going to put it above the cops to be like, well, we just don't believe you.
Yeah, you're under arrest.
Yeah.
Tell it to the court. So they say here that you may possess the two plants production as long as you keep that marijuana in a secure place and in and on your premises where you've been growing. So if you, let's say, your plants produce 4 ounces, you could have 3 ounces sort of secured there within your facility or in your house, and then for some reason you were going camping or on vacation, you could leave with up to an ounce in your personal possession, said the state senator. In other words, if you're not growing your own marijuana, then you would be under this law able to possess 1 ounce and no more. Hashish, you may have up to 5 grams. Now, they generally consider the hashish category to be concentrates, so if you have wax or something like that, I think that may be included, but obviously
so
I haven't read the law.
Actual hash
yeah.
would not be included, just concentrates?
Hash is concentrate.
Yeah, some,
that's what hash is. It's concentrated cannabis.
Well, concentrates and concentrated cannabis are different.
Okay. Well, I don't know how they...
Waxes and oils would be a concentrate.
That's correct.
Concentrated cannabis, like hash, would be a little bit different. Some kinds of hash.
I haven't read the bill, so I don't know how... Yeah, I don't know how they categorized it. My understanding... that I believe that's all the same category, but I could be wrong. Production. Per the bill, it is okay to make edibles. However, using butane or hexane to do chemical extraction is not allowed, and Pearson claims that much of that has to do with the safety of that process.
Oh, so no wax and no oil then.
Because normally that's how they do that, right?
None. That's right.
I thought there was CO2 as an option to extract. I thought that was an option.
I'm pretty sure they're going to include that under that
maybe
fairly soon.
This, again, is just an interview with VPR, so it's not the full bill. It's not whatever all the damn rules are. Medical marijuana, the Colburn says this bill doesn't mean you can just get marijuana at a medical dispensary. You'd still need to be a patient in the state's medical marijuana program in order to do that. He says this really allows for home grow and just possession. It doesn't create, okay, here's what we were wondering. It doesn't create any kind of retail market for Vermonters. So there's not going to be a store that you're going to be able to walk into.
Is the sale or exchange
prohibited? That's an excellent question.
Or barter.
And that is not addressed here in this interview.
Or casual exchange.
Well, now, it says here, possible gifting. Quote, I don't think there's any limit on gifting as long as the possession, you know, is within the limits of the law.
Oh, okay.
So up to an ounce, he says, is an acceptable gift. Now, the question is, can you do what they're doing in Maine where you can buy, like, a pencil and get a free
bag of weed,
or you're paying for a free bag of weed to be delivered to your house, but you just pay a nice hefty delivery fee.
Yeah.
So the delivery fee is what you're paying.
Yeah, it's a $100 delivery fee for an ounce of weed.
Exactly. So we'll see what kind of creative things the marketplace comes up with. And again, there presumably is also a prohibition on sales, but we haven't read the bill, so we don't know. If you know and you want to call in and share that with us, please do.
Well, like, that's how it is at D.C. Like, you can possess.
But not sell.
Up to a quarter of a pound. But you cannot sell. You can gift. The Cannabis Caucus, they had shown up and there was like pounds and pounds of marijuana there and concentrates mm-hmm. as well. And they had gifted an ounce of cannabis to everybody there. They couldn't arrest anyone because of the amount of cannabis there. Like, they'd literally figured the numbers
awesome.
Out and everything
that's
to
great.
Make sure that it was safe.
According to the story, another piece of bad news here is they will be prohibiting smoking outdoors in public places. So presumably on private property, it's okay. More coming up here in moments. So, I mean, it's not total freedom.
What about outdoors on private property?
I think so. But more coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.